From this text that was read from Paul's letter to the Romans, I want to take you back to that chapter 11. And I want to elevate just one verse out of all these powerful verses. I want to elevate that verse 33 as we hear from God today, his powerful word. Verse 33 says, oh, can I get your attention right away then? Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Walk me today from this topic, incredible God, incredible praise. Incredible God, incredible praise. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to want to start this sermon out just me cutting the fool just a little bit. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. You don't know how far he's brought me and what he's brought me through. He's done things for me I shouldn't have had done. He's delivered, he's blessed, he's got me through situations and circumstances that I didn't expect that I was going to get through. He's good to me. He's a God that deserves to be praised. I'd just like to take a little time out to just praise my God and honor him. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. He's awesome. Incredible.
Yes, sir.
And I can go on with adjectives and adjectives and adjectives, but I'll just say this. He's all that. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Awesome, incredible, all that. I may have you say that before it's over. How many know that God is an awesome God? Are you a living witness? Or is this something you heard about? How many know that God is great and God is good? Yeah, he is. If we know that he is great and he is good, then we ought to praise him for his greatness. And we ought to praise him for his goodness. Y'all gonna pray with me today? What I've come to find out is that no matter how much we come to know, we'll never know all that is to know about God. Paul just told you it's unsearchable. His ways are past. Just in case you thought you were all that yourself. No, ain't nobody. God is all that. And then some. And more. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We know he's all-powerful.
Yes.
And we know that he's all-knowing. And we know he's all-present. We know that he's all-loving. But we'll only know what he desires to reveal to us. Y'all with me?
Go ahead, sir.
Until then, everything about him is a mystery. Verse 33 again. Look at it again. It says, for God, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The Apostle Paul has spent the entire book of Romans talking about theological principles. And then all of a sudden, in this 11th chapter, he busts out with some praise. Out of all Paul thought he knew, he was still discovering new revelation about God. He had just uncovered new mysteries. He had just found out new things about about God, and he did what we should do. He burst out with some praise. How many of you, when God reveals something new to you, praise God for it? Amen. Boy, when I found out something, I've been living all these years, and thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you. Paul got overwhelmed by an awesome God. And that's the way it ought to be with us. Y'all repeat after me. He's awesome. He's incredible. And he's all that. I told you, I'm going to get you to say that at least one time. Anytime we realize how magnificent God is, anytime we realize how blessed we are, anytime God delivers us from a terrible situation, every time we get overwhelmed with some new joy and new strength, we ought to take the time out. We ought to break out into some praise. An incredible God deserves what? Now, y'all gonna help me preach this thing, aren't you? Yeah. Has God been good to you?
Yes.
Praise him. Has he brought you from a mighty long way? Praise him. Have he did for you what you didn't expect him to do? Praise him. Has he ever healed your body? Praise him. There are a whole lot of things that have happened in my life that I can't explain. I just praise God for it. Amen. God's sovereignty is magnified every day. I still am in awe when I look up at the stars at night. And I just remind myself, what an awesome God. We should always be in wonder of his greatness. No matter how deep the valley or how difficult the battle in our lives, just remembering how great God is ought to bring on praise. Amen?
Amen.
Who is creator?
God.
Who is sustainer?
God.
Who is deliverer?
God.
Who is redeemer? An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
God knows what he is doing, even if we don't always understand. Thank you, Lord. We cannot explain all of his purposes and his plans. Somebody was quoting Jeremiah 29. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Thank you, Lord. But we can praise him for who he is. Am I right? We can praise him for what he does.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul says his decisions are unsearchable. He can't track, or we can't track his footsteps. We can't track his footprints. He doesn't need our counsel. He's God, and he's God what? All by himself. An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. There are a few things God wants to leave you today. In this 11th chapter of Romans, incredible God, incredible praise. The first thing is this. He still keeps all his promises. Oh. That's something to make you want to run around the church for.
Hallelujah.
He still keeps all his promises.
Oh, yes, sir.
We are witnesses of that.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on, let's go back to the word. Thank you, Lord. Let's pick up that verse 26 and let's read a few verses. It says, And so all Israel will be saved as it is written. He keeps his promises now. The deliverer will come out of Zion. Did he come? And he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He still keeps all his promises. How many have been saved today? God kept his promise, didn't he? Yeah, he did. When God makes a promise, it's as good as done. Lift your hand out if you've been saved. I know those out there in the virtual land. I can imagine you. I can see you raising your hand in my imagination. Amen. He did what he said he would do.
Thank you, Lord.
He's on the word. He said, I'm going to save them. The deliverer going to come out of Zion. I'm going to forgive them for their sin. I'm going to save them. And so all Israel will be saved. He did what he said he would do. He kept his promise to you. To all of those who have not believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ yet, to all those who have not believed in the Redeemer yet, I say to you, the deliverer has come. You better believe in it. God has kept his promise. Now, if they don't want to receive the gift, that's their problem, not God's. He kept his promise, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord. God is waiting for all to believe in his Son. Yeah, he's going to give everybody an opportunity to accept his Son as Lord and Savior and accept the gift that he gave to them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not only did God promise to save us, but all his promises are irrevocable. Good God. Now don't miss that one. That's a nugget you better put in your pocket and take with you today. A lot of folks think that once they're saved, they can lose salvation. No, you can't. If you're truly saved, you can never lose it. Now, if you sort of kind of believe in Jesus and not really ever believe him, then, well, I'm doubting whether you're saved, and I'm like, I know you're not. Because he told us to wait, didn't he? But once you're saved, you know what? I don't care how much you mess up. We're going to still do dumb stuff. Am I right?
Yes, we are.
But he's still a God that forgives. Amen? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Then verse 29, I love. That was my nugget, y'all. He was standing out this morning. For the gifts and the calling of God. All the gifts and the calling that he placed upon you, he says, is irrevocable. I don't care what people say. Thank you, God. Amen. He chose to save us, not because of any merit or any good we did.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to say that again. He chose to save us.
Thank you, Lord.
Not because of any merit or any good we did.
Yes.
And the kind of a God deserves what? Yeah.
God
would not break his promises. How many of you that God promised to bless you and he did? Thank you, Lord. He made a covenant with our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he keeps it with us. He says, I am God, and I do not change. My gifts to you cannot be taken back. My calling on you cannot be taken back. God, good. Somebody say irrevocable.
Irrevocable.
Now, just because we may not enjoy his gifts, where are you going with that, Pastor? Like we should enjoy them, right? We should be thankful even for the little things that he provides for us and gives to us. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Just because we don't enjoy his gifts like we should, he still does not take them back. Oh. He said, my gifts are irrevocable. Do you believe him?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord. He blesses us in spite of us. Ain't God good? An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He says that when he blesses you, you are blessed. Mm-hmm. Irrevocable. Now he may decide not to bless you, but when he does, you're blessed. And it's irrevocable. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. God is consistent with himself.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. And he is true to his word.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
No matter what we may do, aren't you glad that he still keeps his promises?
Yes, Lord.
Who's standing on his promises right now?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Incredible God. Incredible praise. First of all, he still keeps all his promises. The second thing is this. Not only he still keeps all his promises, but he still extends all his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. He still extends all his mercy.
All of it.
See, I've been around long enough to know that the mercy he gave me yesterday ain't going to be good enough for today. I need new mercy.
New mercy.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He still extends all. Now pick up the word. All his mercy. Pick up that verse 30 for me. Y'all still praying with me?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for such a mighty word. Verse 30 says, for as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. You ought to remind yourself when folk come in your presence and try to come off to you like they're holier than thou. Mm-hmm. You can't see the skeletons in their closet. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. They hide something that you don't know. So they're not better than you. Even though they're trying to come across. And what God declared today, okay, so back the Jews thought they were better than the Gentiles, and he said, okay, y'all need mercy, Jews. And oh, by the way, Gentiles, y'all need mercy. I got mercy for all of you. Ain't God good? Yeah. Yeah. How many know that his mercy from yesterday won't cover you today? Yeah, thank God for new mercy. Here's some mercy for you. Because we were not chosen, here's another nugget. Because of our goodness, because we were not chosen because of our goodness, we cannot be rejected because of our sins.
Yes, sir.
God good? Because we were not chosen because of our goodness, we cannot be rejected because of our sin. Somebody say, now that's mercy.
That's mercy.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Thank you, Father. Because of the Jews' unbelief and their disobedience, the Gentiles were saved. God said, okay, by the way, y'all think y'all better than I'm going to give you mercy, but I'm going to also give it to them. Thank you, Lord. Incredible God. God's grace is still sufficient for all men. Incredible God. All men have the opportunity to be saved by the grace. By grace.
By grace.
Incredible God. Amen. Yes. Another story of an old man who was 105 years old. And, you know, after living many years in sin, he was led to Christ by a missionary. Well, his friends asked him to explain the change in his life. Well, he said, he reached down and picked up a little worm and placed it on a pile of leaves. He then set the leaves on fire. Just as the flames worked their way up to the center of the leaves where the worm was, he snatched the worm out, holding it gently in his hand. He gave this testimony. He said, I'm the worm that God snatched out of the fire. Thank God he still extends all of his mercy.
All of his mercy.
Never too old to get God's mercy. Never too old to receive the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord. And he knew he was snatched out just in the nick of time. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
That's what he does. What we missed with our human minds is that God chose the Jews so that we Gentiles might be saved.
Thank you,
incredible
Lord.
God. God told Abraham, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Wow. The problem was that Israel thought it was special and failed to share the word of truth with the Gentiles. Then God declared both Jews and Gentiles lost and condemned. Then he extended mercy to all. Then Jesus made it work and validated it on the cross. He sacrificed for us. An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Thank you, Lord. God extended his mercy to all. He still extended his mercy today, even though we keep messing up. An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Thank you, Lord. Incredible God. Incredible praise. First of all, he still keeps all his promises. Second of all, he still extends all his mercy. Last thing is this. He still deserves all his glory.
All of
he still deserves all his glory.
All of his glory.
Watch Paul. Paul was savvy. He was good. But I've been doing all the theological principles and things, and now then I done got hold of some good stuff. I'm going to take some time out to give him some praise. Come on, let's pick up verse 33. Watch this. Watch what Paul does. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. Oh, that's a wrong one. Okay. So, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Everybody hear it? And it's waved past. Finally, I'm going to watch this. They're going to pick up. For who? I hear more. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, come on, Paul. For of him and through him and to him are all things. Don't get it twisted. To whom be glory forever,
forever.
And ever
forever.
And ever. Amen. He still deserves all his glory. Thank you, Paul, for showing us the way. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Now we find that Paul just can't contain himself. Did y'all feel it? This incredible God causes him to bust out in some incredible praise. Paul said, for him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. All glory.
All glory.
And all honor.
All honor.
Belongs to him.
Only.
After discovering God's wonderful blessings, Paul could do, all he could do was just give God his glory. He declared God deserves all the glory. How about you today?
Amen.
Have you discovered his wonderful blessings?
Yes.
The more we discover God's blessings, the more we should give God his glory.
Yes.
Paul discovered that our God is rich.
Yes.
He discovered that because of the price that Jesus paid, we all are rich. If our God is rich,
yes,
so are we.
Yes.
If our Father is rich,
yes,
so are we. Because of what Jesus did for us, we have great spiritual wealth today.
Thank you, Lord.
Do I have at least some witness out there?
Okay.
God has invested a lot into us. What have we invested into him? God deserves all the glory.
All the glory.
From us, because of what he has done for us. I said again, God deserves all the glory from us, because of what he has done for us. Aren't you glad that God deals with us on the basis of our future and not our past? He says, I don't want to forgive you. I forgot about that. Thank you, Lord. Only God.
Only God.
An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Thank you, Lord. God gave us an inheritance. That's incredible. He promised us a wonderful future. That's incredible. He has given us hope for tomorrow. That's incredible. The more we discover about him, the more we should give him his glory. An incredible God deserves what?
Incredible praise.
Thank you, Lord. Who are you giving the glory to today? Whose glory?
His glory.
All glory and all honor belongs to him.
Amen.
As I keep reading the close church, I've discovered that I have an awesome God. How about you?
Yes, sir.
I've discovered that I'm joint heirs with for Jesus Christ. Therefore, the enemy can't deprive me of what God has for me. I've discovered that my blessings are irrevocable. Now that's something to praise Him for. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's time to get mine, and it's time to get yours. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. When you get yours, you better make sure that God gets His. I'm going to say that to you again. That's another nugget. But when you get yours, you better make sure that God gets His. Can y'all help me praise Him right now? Can y'all help me praise Him right now? My God is awesome God. My God is self-contained. My God is the source of every good. An incredible God deserves what? Everything was made for Him. Everything is designed to bring Him glory. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. An incredible God deserves what? Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. An incredible God deserves what? Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. An incredible God deserves what? You saved me. That's incredible. You kept me. That's incredible. You never left me. That's incredible. You blessed me. That's incredible. You healed me. That's incredible. You made a way out of no way. That's incredible. An incredible God deserves what? Y'all give Him some praise right now. Thank you, Lord. How great is your God? He's great and He's good. He's unsearchable. He's an almighty God. And I got to end this thing like Paul did. Of Him, through Him, and to Him be the glory forever, right now, and forever, forever, and forever. Y'all give Him some praise right now. Give Him some praise. He's good, I tell you. Incredible God. Incredible praise. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Let's stand on our feet as we come now for the invitation to discipleship. 356, just a closer walk. 356, just a closer walk.